At a youth center in the city of Ismailia, just off the Sinai Peninsula, 26-year-old Nahid Atta is one of the many Christians who are staying here after fleeing Sinai. She's come here with her child and her husband Adam. She traveled nearly 200 kilometers after abandoning her home.
There is no difference between Muslims and Christians. Those extremists who say Christians are infidels also brand other Muslims as infidels. Those extremists do not differentiate between people, and may God help Egypt get rid of such vermin.
Authorities here say more than 150 Christian families have so far taken refuge in other parts of Egypt. They have come mainly from the Sinai town of El Arish, which sits on the Mediterranean on the road from Egypt to Israel. Yassin Tahir is the governor here in Ismailia.
God willing, we will be able to continue hosting all these citizens in Ismailia until they are all able to return to their hometown and workplaces.
For the moment, the displaced people are staying in 24 flats that have been made available. Coptic Christians like these are about 10% of Egypt's population. Most Egyptians are Muslim. But since the middle of February, 8 Christians have been killed in El Arish and Sinai. They have been shot or stabbed at home in front of their families or in the street. Madhar Shaheen is a leading imam who is based in a mosque in central Cairo and a political activist.
Terrorists carry out actions like these just to try to divide Egyptians and to create distrust between Muslims and Christians. On the ground, Egyptian people are responding well, with confidence in the Egyptian police and the army, as well as with more unity and better relations.
Egyptian media say the Islamic State armed group have been threatening Christians in Sinai. The group has claimed responsibility for bombing a Cairo church last December that killed 26 people. But violence in Sinai is not new. Since 2013, northern Sinai has been hit by waves of killings and bombings by different armed Islamist factions. Hundreds of Egyptian soldiers and policemen have been killed and injured. And they say they have killed hundreds of militants in response. But for Nahid Atta and her family here in Ismailia, and for the other Christians who have fled Sinai, it's not clear when they will be able to return to their homes.
I would like to say only that may God enable Egypt to overcome this crisis. I believe that there are many parties who are trying to bring Egypt down.
For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Ismailia.